In that same sequence, we see also Bhakta Gaudiya Maharaj, also his renunciation is no less or less indescribable, is his renunciation. The way Bhakta was renounced similarly, just like a line on a stone, and it never, you can wipe it off. Similarly, Gaudiya Prabhu Maharaj's renunciation also was also so strong. And with so renowned move, he used to perform, and also he educating us how to perform bhajan. Gaudiya Prabhu Maharaj, in his life, on this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word, he is himself following and giving lesson to all the world that how these materially foolish people, how we accept anything from the materialist, how our heart can become happy. In the time of winter, one materialist, some person gave him a very nice quilt. Now, he used to live in those days on a boat when it was even very cold. In February, January, he had no quilt, no blanket, nothing. Somebody gave him a very nice quilt and a mattress. That time, what did he do with this mattress? On the top of the roof of the boat, he never used it on his body. He put it on the roof of the boat. Somebody said, Babaji Maharaj, this wonderful quilt, you are not using it for yourself. Can you put it on the roof of this boat? Babaji Maharaj said, listen, just by looking at this quilt, see, it looks like poison of the material world. He is trying to us that anything accepted from as donation and charity from the materialism, how it can pollute our heart. It showed that how in this world the devotees, the Vaishnavas, they have the quality to digest this poison of the material world. They can, through the power of their bhajan, they can purify this poison. They can burn the effect of this poison. But an ordinary person cannot burn this poison, and rather he will get burnt himself. And slowly, then his heart will increase the desire to enjoy this world. Today I need a quilt, tomorrow I need a blanket, and tomorrow something else, and something like this. It will completely become absorbed in the material world. And this example shows that how to stay renounced and always stay away from material sense objects. Babaji Maharaj, in his life character, in his ideal life, he has shown. When you used to live near Maharaji, if somebody used to give a shawl, Maharaji used to say to all brahmacharis to prohibit it, nobody should use any smooth cloth and no shawl. He used to get any brahmacharis here. He is become so soft, I cannot imagine how he was in those days. He was so renounced in those days. One paisa also somebody would pranam, every single penny he used to take away from the brahmachari. Maharaji used to say, you cannot digest this. You will die. You will kill yourself. Today, of course, all the brahmacharis themselves, they are dying, Gurudev is saying. Not that. Who is keeping this money himself will certainly die. Careful. Sannyas and brahmachari, the residents of Math, don't keep even a single penny with yourself. This is poisonous. You will not be able to digest this. Otherwise, you will get married and you will get absorbed in this material household life. Now, Maharaj again saying that how in our body, he has protected us like sun, and the eyelid, the way eyelid protects the eye with two hands, the embrace of the two hands, and his chastisement is always has kept us protected. When we used to fall sick, Guru did not have so much money to show to the doctors. He used to go to some hospital, government hospital. Himself, Guruji used to take and used to keep his hand on our head, and with that, although he has so much, we have. I never let anybody wear any wristwatch. This is true in Gurudas. Gurudas life, Rup Sanatan, Rup Goswami, other renowned, used to always speak about the renunciation and how Raghunath Das Goswami was so renowned. Always used to speak about this and used to hear all this. He has Babaji Maharaj shown through his life. But one day near Babaji Maharaj, somebody came, I have bought in Navadvip 5,000 acres of machines. Oh, you have bought so much land in Navadvip. Even one grain of sand you cannot buy. Gurudev also is making us hear this, that near Sahasra Swami Pad. Oh, I want to serve Lavan. And then Kanan Goswami, to whom also he went, and he said that this every single grain of this dust of this place is transcendental, Chintamani. Similarly, Babaji Maharaj began to say, you have bought such big place or piece of land in Navadvip Dham. This is transcendental. This is non-different from Vrindavan Dham. In this Vrindavan, one single grain of dust, if we sell these creations of the material universe 10,000 times, still will not be able to pay for this one grain of dust in this land. So the way Babaji Maharaj was renounced, similarly in our Gurudev's life also, we say, see his life also, life's early character also. Works of Babaji Maharaj, he has shown that how one should have, what mood one should have towards his harm. And Lord Sri Prabhupada Maharaj, by his ideal life, he has shown how to perform bhajan, how one should become totally absorbed in bhajan. How we were hearing in the morning that Raghunath Das Goswami is in singing always, where is Radhe? I am looking for her. I cannot maintain my life any longer. Similarly, Gaurav Gauji Maharaj, Raghunath Das Goswami also, same moves of Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj is seen in his life and character also. Not different from Vrindavan, Navadvip used to perform his bhajan, and sometimes Vrindavan, sometimes in Navadvip, staying in these places, used to perform his bhajan. And he used to teach the entire world how to stay in the world to perform bhajan. One struggle person.
Like a woman, she is pretending to give birth, but she has no child. What is she Diary also, diary also. He made a diary also, or only calendar.
The calendar, the baby calendar, and inside also the punch stuff, because I'm making for different.
Oh.
Different kinds.
Gurudev is very pleased with your flag.
Thank you. Yeah. How is that are possible. Not by imitation. Not by just attempting to displace the systems, but these systems were coming automatically. Because internally, what was his divine realization? Well, he was completely, as we just sang in this song, he was constantly singing Radhe Radhe, so his sense of rules of separation, wandering the Sri Vrindavan Dham and Sri Kavali Mayapur Dham, absorbed in the eternal aspects of the Supreme Lord and tasting that nectar. So, in this Pranam Mantra, saying, Bhaktavasupamurdaye, Gaurambri, Padmabringaya, he was like a bumblebee that is always hovering about the sweet transcendental lotus feet of Gaurambri Mahaprabhu and Sri Kavali Dham. And also, Rāpāpāva Nishedari, he was absorbed constantly in the rule of service, Rāpādāsya, which was exemplified by our Prayuja Sāpācārya Śrīmadāsya Swami. So in this very high state, most exalted state of transcendental consciousness, he would externally exhibit activities which were largely unfathomable, not understandable by the general public. And his instructions were also sometimes surprising or shocking even to the persons who would come to him. But underlying all of his instructions, he would show mercy, always showing mercy, by trying to give the proper conception. Because the neophyte devotee has a materialistic tendency always for cheating. Always there is kamatya. Kupinati, deceitfulness, hypocrisy, which is invading the heart. But the pure Vaishnavas, they are always aware of the tendencies of the Egyptian souls, and for their benefit, they are always trying to point out these tendencies, personally, sometimes smashing these tendencies of hypocrisy. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada described, they are holding the sacrificial sword in hand. Just like sometimes when they perform Guru Puja, that they sacrifice a goat or something. So the neck of the goat is lying on the chopping pot, and the slaughter is holding up his hand, and the service in his hand is the sacrificial sword. So what is this indicating? This is indicating that Sri Guru, with harsh words sometimes, but very mercifully, takes the sacrificial sword, and what is the intent of the animal? It is the false ego. It is the tendency for hypocrisy and cheating of the disciple, which is hampering his spiritual progress. So he takes that sacrificial sword, and he cuts off his false ego. So Srila Bhakti Sarvanta Bhakti Maharaj was so merciful in this way, everyone was named to him, no one could cheat him. No one can cheat the pure devotees, because he is Trikalasya. He understands everyone's heart, and he knows exactly what medicine to give them. There was one Pandacharya. He was a somewhat learned person. He approached Srila Gaurangi Sarnath Prabhuji Maharaj. So please, Prabhuji Maharaj, I want to receive instructions on confidential a practice of Ashtakali and Lila Smara. I want that you will give me this instruction so that I can meditate upon the eightfold daily pastime of Radha and Krishna and become absorbed in this. And Srila Bhakti Maharaj answered him, I do not have so much leisure time right now. Maybe you come back later when I have some time that I can instruct you. Then again, this man returned back another time and requested the same. Babaji Maharaj again said to him, I don't have time now, please come back again. Again and again, this person approached, and each time Babaji Maharaj spoke like this. But then finally, Babaji Maharaj, this person, began to get the message, and he said, please instruct me for my welfare then. Please tell me what I should do. And Srila Gaurangi Sarnath Babaji Maharaj, then he told him, if a person is attached to an ordinary coin, a little bit of money, in this
don't go away.
Two stories high, that they are climbing. rising up on this high platform. But what are they doing from this platform? Simply passing schools. Why? Because they have no conception. What is the actual value of this Ashtakamiya Swara that he told? If you want to understand these things, then you will have to come to the association of the pure Vaishnavas. You will have to chant Harinam in their association. You will have to constantly serve the Vaishnavas. Then when your heart is purified, then in course of time, your Siddha Deva, your transcendental external spiritual identity, then it will manifest. And then you will be able to properly understand what is Ashtakamiya Swara. So, Srila Gaurika Sharanam Swamiji Maharaj always would give such beneficial instructions to people who would come to him. Another man, he came to Swamiji Maharaj from Vrindavan. And he said, oh, Swamiji Maharaj, oh, at that time, Swamiji Maharaj, he covered himself with cloth. And also he covered his feet. And this man came and approached him, oh, Swamiji Maharaj, please give me some instructions. And you are my, I'm accepting you as my spiritual master, so please give me some instructions. Then Babaji Maharaj said, it is better that you should go somewhere else, because I am not really a Vaishnava. He was covering his feet so that no one would touch his feet. And then he said, oh, better that you go to others. There are so many gurus who very happily, they will extend their feet out, so that you can touch their feet. And they will reward you with so many luxuries. You will be able to have very nice puri and halava. And he made so many sweet preparations, opulent preparations. These gurus, they can actually reward you. They can give you some anukul, things that are favorable for your gacha. Like this in a sarcastic way. He was telling to this man, finally this man, he understood the message. And then, so Babaji Maharaj, please tell me that how should I actually proceed forward? And then he said, you should eat rice which is soaked in water. That means patabat. In Bengal, they take the rice that is cooked from the previous day, they soak it in water overnight, and then in the morning they drain off the water. It's a very, very simple way of living. And Srila Gaurika Sharanam Swamiji Maharaj, sometimes he would simply eat that. He said that you should sit on a straw mat. You should wear a cloth that no one will steal, like this, telling him you should look very simply, and you should chant Harinam in the association with the Vaishnavas. If you chant Harinam under their guidance, in their association, living in this simple way, then you can attain your ultimate benefit, what will actually be unimproved for you. So like this, Srila Gaurika Sharanam Swamiji Maharaj, there are so many instances for his life and teaching. But he is showing the position of great mercy to clearly reveal the hypocrisy that lies hidden within the heart of the conditioned soul. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written in the Mana Diksha to also teach the sadhaka how he has to become free from kapatya kutinati, arechitta krotya kapatya bharakara. He says that, oh my dear mind, you are bathing yourself in the trickling urine of the donkey, of hypocrisy and deceitfulness. And you are thinking that by bathing in this trickling urine, now you have become purified. Just see how this foolish mind is trying to see that this will be beneficial. So, Srila Gaurika Sharanam Swamiji Maharaj very kindly pointed this out. And this is the nature of the pure Vaishnava. They do not want to see that their disciples, that those who have come to them, will be cheated. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, there is the cheaters and the cheated. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said this. Simply cheaters and cheated in Kali Yuga. But the pure Vaishnavas will never cheat anyone. Not unless they want to cheat their own self, then they will simply neglect them. But if someone comes to the lotus feet of the pure Vaishnava, and they mercifully are able to approach that Vaishnava for instruction, then they should expect that in the course of time, he will reveal to them what are the flaws in their character, what are the flaws in their attempts to perform bhakti. And by mercifully revealing this to us, preaching, and they will actually be able to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Gurudev said they will be ruined. They will be ruined because they are hearing from Mayavadi. They are hearing from atheistic persons. And by disassociation, they will be ruined and they will go down. And then Srila Gurudev said, I have not gone to any university myself. Only university I have gone to is the University of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So the Guru Gosnava, he understands what is Shuddha, what is pure devotion to Radha and Krishna, and he is only interested in disseminating that message within this world, not through some hypocritical display of learning or knowledge, but by actual realization. So Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was the highest such personality who was constantly exhibiting these exalted qualities of the highest wisdom Mahabhagwa. And we are also so fortunate that we have the association of our Gurudev, who is kindly and mercifully always correcting us, trying to steer us in the right direction, tirelessly, not giving up on us, and always trying to give us the wealth that is within his heart. So I'm praying at his lotus feet that for today that he will bless all of us, that we can actually go on this path of bhakti and serve our Guru Parampara without any deceitfulness and hypocrisy, and that we can develop the quality of saralata, simplicity, the inside and outside being the same. Gaura Brihadanti.
Lord Shudasavaji Maharaj, in very small age also, he left his home, went to Vrindavan in Braj, very small age. He did not even know to write the beginning alphabets of Hindi, never been to school. But from the mouths of the Vaishnavas, especially from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's association, he remained. No ordinary people had such tattva gyan as he had. When Babaji used to say Navadip, the very renowned one, Pran Gopal Shastri, very famous scholar. He was famous all over Bengal. But when he was preaching Bhagavat, that path Babaji Maharaj was crossing by, he was doing his part, his preaching about the gopis Parakya Bhav. He was speaking Braj Golok, Braj, there is not there in Braj Golok. He was only in this material world, manifest pastime, when he comes, then he is manifesting this Parakya. There he is always Swakya. Babaji Maharaji Gosai, Gosai, what you are speaking? Do you know what you are speaking? In Golok Vrindavan, is coming itself here to this planet. Chaitanya Charitamrita also is written, and other places also, that Krishna brings his moods, emotions, and all his Parakya Bhav associates, whatever they are, along with his associates, he comes to this place. There is no difference between the two. What is in Golok Vrindavan? There is not. It is not here also. It is not. Babaji, that preacher became speechless. He offered his obeisances at his feet and asked forgiveness. To have the gyan, knowledge of tattva, it is not possible in university, in college, like Padmanabha Maharaj was speaking just now. When I was in US, somebody came to me, some people, that I am going in university for PhD. I am studying. You have fallen down. You will fall down from bhakti. Going to school, whatever your guru has taught, they can teach more than that? Never. Not by performing PhD, you will never be able to come to Bhakti, rather you will fall down. Nowadays, many people in ISKCON, they are going to big universities. You can go, you don't have to go to the university. Our most respected Raman Maharaj used to say, only I remain who can, who is in this Bhakti. Whoever has gone to college, university, they have not come back. How will you be saved? I will all the time, because say them, rational service to be the same. I also think those who have gone to school, college, they did not return back. Our in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, one he is here now also. He was a brahmachari of Math. He went to study Sanskrit in a Sanskrit university college, and he didn't return back from there. Now married, the children, now he is now starting to work, finding a job. Where he was serving the Lord, now he is serving the Maya. Went from Bhakti, fell down. That is why school colleges, we don't need to go to all these places. Whatever knowledge we have, that is enough. Studying all these things, if you haven't studied, you are not well literate. Do not worry. Study the Siddhant philosophy properly with the Vaishnavas. Whatever Tattva Gyan the Vaishnavas have, they will impart you all this knowledge, and also you will get Prema Bhakti of Bhagavan. I twisted so many angles. He said, I can't hear. I twisted so many angles. I don't know, I can show off like this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Externally, he had no education. He could not write his name. But he had all the conduits with him. One time in Bengal, there was one Goswami named Ramgopal Shastri. He was very, very learned. It was one time he was giving a lecture.
See what date they are going to recite. What is
Shaman?
They recite
it.
I know, put it on. I have some business.
There is only one hero, the married relationship between Krishna and the gopis. But when Krishna comes to this world, and Parikira is manifested only here. Then she goes
to the gopis.
What?
Nathdwara also?
You are speaking.
Nathdwara?
And he explains how when Sri Krishna comes from the dance, he brings all of his prophets with their original guru. Here also. There is no difference between the Lord Vidal and this radical thing. What is not there will not be here also. So then, Goswami, he tells them that Rangopal Shastri, he tells them, we don't see God and Son of Swami Maharaj, begging forgiveness. So Guru used to say, we have only come to study at the University of Sri Gaudiya Sridhar Babaji Maharaj. When Guruji went to America first time, then all these learned persons of ISKCON, don't mention any names, they came to Sri Gaudiya. They were going to college and universities to do their PhD in ISKCON. Guruji said, don't think you will learn anything more from them than that you have received from your spiritual master. Your spiritual master has given you all those instructions. If you hear from these university companies, just like hearing a certain advice, all kinds of stuff together, all knowledge of Krishna's power with energy will automatically come up by the process of hearing and also by serving Vaishnava, we will also achieve the great goal of Shambhava.
Shri Vrishad Bhagavatam, Shri Vrishad Bhagavatam, before this, the Gopi, Shri Shukadev Goswami, through the medium of the Gopi, she is saying, our deer of Braj, our doe of Braj, they are so fortunate. The cows are fortunate. The cows are fortunate. Oh, the birds of this place, they are so qualified. Sitting on the branch of Bhakti, meditating on Krishna's lotus flute, they are quiet and listening to this flute song. And the rivers? The rivers? They are with their arms of their waves, they are offering lotus flowers to their, to the lotus feet of Krishna. First of all, they embrace, rise up to his chest and try to embrace him. But when Krishna neglects them, then they fall down at his feet and offer these lotus flowers. The clouds, they give very cooling, soothing shade to Krishna. Even higher than us, the most fortunate are these aborigine girls, the tribal girls, they are superior. Like this, they are describing, and then they described that, oh, superior to them are the Sakhas, who are always with Krishna. Thousands of years, if you perform austerities, who have purified their heart, those who cannot meditate on Bhagavan for a second. And here, the Sakhas, they are, how fortunate they are. They are rolling on the ground, in the dust, playing with them, eating. So fortunate, the Sakhas. For birth and birth, when sadhana is performed, lot of following rules and regulations, sometimes, somehow, you are able to purify your heart. But yogis also, they are, cannot achieve even one grain of dust from the feet of such sakhas, such yogis also. And as Bhagavan Brijananda himself, they are, see, fighting, wrestling, playing with these sakhas. What fortune these red sky kids have. Now in Sakhava, they are describing now. In these gopis, what to speak about their pastimes of these, what they are doing with Krishna, who can have direct darshan of the big, big yogis who are in their yoga, in their meditation, they cannot even meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And these kids of Braj, Sri Shukadeva Goswami is speaking all this, that, oh, they are so fortunate. Why these pastimes are being described? Whose heart, towards which rust has greed, or has in his heart, he has some point of trace of that how, that pastime, naftaras, vatsalaras, maduras, hearing these pastimes, they will manifest this greed in their heart. This greed will come in their heart. That is why. Then, who have some greed, their greed will be nourished like this. That is why Shukadeva Goswami is describing all this. Feeding. When Krishna goes for grazing the cows, then he performs various astonishing pastimes with the sakhas. Shukadeva Goswami is describing those very pastimes. Sometimes Krishna, with the cowherd boys wrestling, he becomes tired. He killed Agasur, Bakasur, Kant. Just in a fraction of a second, he killed them. And with those sakars, when he is wrestling, sometimes he defeats Sridham, sometimes Sridham is on his chest, sometimes he loses, sometimes Sridham loses. And they are more or less equal. With the effort of this wrestling, when he becomes tired, then at the banks of River Yamuna, very beautiful, fragrant, cool wind is blowing. And in the shade of the Kadam tree, there are flowers decorating the Kadam tree. These are very fragrant, these flowers. And secondly, Radhaji is considered, it is Radharani's called Kamal Riksha. Why? Because her complexion is like the Kadam tree. And he sits near the, under the Kadam tree. But made by Vrinda Devi or by the Sakhas, the very soft leaves, the reddish, just very newborn leaves and flowers, just like a rose flower, and its petals he takes, and he takes out the petals, also the similar lotus flowers, he just takes out the petals, and made a very beautiful bed for Krishna, and Krishna is sleeping on that, very cool, soothing, fragrant petals. Sridham, Radha's brother, he puts his head in his lap. All the sakhas, rest of the sakhas, what are they doing? Somebody is massaging, somebody is massaging his legs, somebody feet, somebody hand. All the sakhas have this desire that I should make a bed, mattress of petals, of flowers for Krishna. I should, they massage him. So he expands himself. They make thousands and thousands of cots of lotus petals, mattress of lotus, and he expands himself thousands and he rests simultaneously in how can 5, 10, 20 people massage one Krishna. So he gives chance to all the sakhas. Like this very astonishing pastimes. Who can describe the glories of the sakhas? They are massaging his lotus feet directly. Lakshmiji also does not have this posture. She can only massage Narayan's lotus feet. She wanted to enter the Ras, she can enter. She can't enter in Braj. And these sakhas, they are so passionate. They have made a fan out of soft leaves and they have also made a bouquet of the flowers and made a fan. Nowadays we have such fans, electric fans. Earlier, the mothers to their children, the ladies, the wives to their husbands, the sisters to their brothers, how much was needed, so lovingly they would fan their relatives. Now you just push it off. Oh, it is going so fast, it can be slowed down. You need a regulator. There is no love in this fan. But that fan is full of fame. It is full. It is a bouquet of love. Now all these things are so much lacking in all these things. Some Gopalas melting, their hearts melted in love. They are increasing the joy, the bliss of Shri Krishna, and they are singing those very pastimes which they have performed or performing with Krishna, very sweetly, like Mother Yashoda, along with her chanting the yoga or other tasks performing. She is singing newer and newer, fresher and fresher songs, just like the Sakis. They have to play Adhikam. These kirtans they are singing. Sakas are also no less. In the poetry, they are making, singing very beautifully. And Krishna is singing, hearing these pastimes and fanning Krishna very sweetly. Now here, the Sakharas of Sakas are finishing to describe, and now they are going further. Yashoda Mahabhaga, the most fortunate mother, Yashoda. Aho, with astonishment, again, exclamation, they are speaking. Parikshita Raja is saying, O Brahman, Shukadeva Goswami. To Shukadeva Goswami, he says, Maharaj, or Nanda Baba, they are saying, what austerities has Nanda Baba performed, or what he has given in charity, and what holy ponds he has taken bath, that Nanda Baba, he is saying, bring my sandals off my feet, he brings on his head. And he gives order to Krishna. He loves him, Krishna. He loves Krishna, taking him in his lap. Shows affection to him, pats him. Whom? Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the originator of Narayan also is coming from him. Such Krishna, he takes him in his lap. Yashoda Mahabhaga, most fortunate. And this Yashoda, the most fortunate, she also. What did she do? That Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she is giving her breast milk. She is giving the milk of her breast. And Krishna's hunger, it never decreases. He would drink more and more and more. What austerities did they perform? It was described. Drona or Dhara. Then Dhara, they performed austerity. This is not correct. This is just to cheat the ordinary people. They said, so we have Drona and Dhara, austerities they will perform, and in these austerity, by these austerities, when they gain perfection, when Brahmaji gave them boom, Nanda and Baba, they combined in the forms of Nanda and Baba. And they raised the Vatsalyaras. When the pastimes were finished, Indron and Dhara, again they went to heavenly planets. Like this, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, what have they done? These descriptions are being described there. Maybe we'll stop. Tomorrow also. Rest day. But still we will have katha in the morning, in the evening also. And day after. Charanpari, etc., etc., places we will visit, fulfill one another. Translation.
to say that the cooling rainfall of the whole month here but superior to them are the politicos. But superior to the politicos are the friends of Krishna, the sons of Krishna, because they are always with him. Therefore, last night we heard, he comes to some brothers who come to Kutiyana, that's not coming out for a day or 10 years. If you're the yogi, after thousands of years, are performing sacrificial yajna. With their purified mind, even they cannot see to the feet of Krishna. But these cowardly boys are always with the Krishna directly. For thousands of years, yogis perform austerities from the different branches of yoga, like yam and niyam. Birth after birth, they endeavor. Their intelligence becomes fixed, but still they cannot catch one special dust at the feet of Sri Krishna. But the coward boys are playing directly with those souls and with those same mother speakers. How fortunate they are, to be able to find this what the speaker playing with the Krishna, the yogi can even meditate upon him. Therefore, the question may arise, then why is Subhadeva Swami describing such a pastime? By describing the sweetness of Satyara, friendship rules, Vatsalira, parental rules, and Madhurira, conjugal rules, by giving the sweetness of these pastimes, one may develop a greed to also enter into those pastimes and serve accordingly. There were the cowboys. The cowboys always are moving place to place, performing wonderful lilas. One time, Sri Krishna was wrestling with the cowboys, especially Sudam, and he fell tired. That same Sri Krishna who killed huge demons like Agasur and Makasur in less than a second, by wrestling with Sudam, he became exhausted. Sometimes he would defeat Sudam, sometimes he was defeated by Sudam. Therefore, Krishna went to the back of the Yamuna, and a very cool, sweet breeze was blowing there. And Krishna took rest under one Kadamba tree. Why? Because that is the color of Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika, she always rested under the Kamal tree, because that is the complexion of Sri Krishna. But Kadamba tree had a very sweet smell. And Vrinda, or the coward boy, had made a very soft bed for Krishna, composed of taking the petals of the flowers, removing the stems and covering them with a soft cloth. Krishna would rest his head on the lap of Sridhar, and the other coward boys would mount it to feed. So there are millions of coward boys, and all want to perform the service of making the bed for Krishna and mounting his feet. Therefore, it is arranged by Yoga Maya that thousands of millions of suckers make thousands of beds, and Krishna accepts thousands of forms and takes them. And lies on those beds, and each coward boy gets a chance to personally massage Krishna. Never those suckers are even more fortunate than Lakshmi. Lakshmi is not so fortunate. She can only catch hold of the feet of Narayan, but she cannot enter Radha Mandal. She cannot touch the feet of Krishna like a coward boy. Therefore, would have said previously, if we used to do by hand, the mother would fan the son by hand, the sister would fan the brother. The wife who found the husband nowadays, presently, there is no pressure now. All these things are being covered now. Therefore, the cowboys would take branches and holding the stems of the branches, they would fan the Christians. They would also sing for his enjoyment. Mother of Soda sings, Govinda Dhamma Dharma Vati. The Gopi sang, Gopi Ji, etc. But the suckers are not less than them. Singing in a very soft, sweet way, Krishna falls asleep. Therefore, Subhidat Goswami here completes the description of Satyara, and he describes the good fortune of Nandi Yasoda, who served Krishna in Vatsalira. Nanda Kinkaro, Ramana, Vrindiva, Mahadoya, Vatsalava, Mahabhaga, Sapa Yasu, Samadhi. It is asked, what austerity did Nanda Baba perform? What holy places did he take part in? What mantra did he chant? Then he can say to Krishna, hey, Guru, bring my shoes. And Krishna takes the shoes on his head and comes towards Krishna. Then Krishna takes Nanda Baba takes Krishna on his lap and gives him so much affection to the elegance of his head. Who is that Krishna? He is the Parama, the absolute truth. Bhagavan Sri is only a part of him. But Nandi Sri is more fortunate than even Nanda Baba. because she drinks milk directly from her breast to Sri Krishna, whose thirst is never exhausted, therefore he drinks more and more. What austerities she do? In the Bhagavatam it says that Drona Dara performed austerities to please Lord Brahma, therefore they achieved the benediction of taking the position of Nanda Yashoda. But actually this is just what she did, a common person. Actually, Drona Dara being blessed by Lord Brahma came to the body of Nanda Yashoda. And in the body of Nanda Yashoda they came to Lord Savira, and after completion of Krishna's pastimes, they went to get back to the heavenly planet. Hare Krishna. The Buddha has been from a season and today. The Kumaru is has sacrificed. Same name. Papai Kapuru of Krishna Mahavaja and Kasma Maharaj. Your name will be announced in the entire sacrifice. One more announcement. Today is our last race day. Kalke on the list 17. Kalke from the last week of the Bhaktavar session. We just put a Bhaktavar in the 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 Bhaktavar in the
Speak out.
Speak out. Your sweet thoughts on
I'm going to get her.